Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting third. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alan Strange. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Trucks. Stevens moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Swift for a passed ball. Kramer moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Harris reaches second base with a double. York moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York scores. Harris scores. Higgins moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons strikes out. Two outs. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cullenbine settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cullenbine. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange juggles the ball. That's an error on Strange. Bloodworth scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. McQuillan reaches second base with a double. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick who is chasing the ball. Hitchcock reaches third base with a triple. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Tigers. John Whitehead now pitching. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine strikes out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strange hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. McCoskey moves to third. It's 7-2, Tigers. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner pinch hits for John Whitehead. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Gutteridge moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ewald Pyle now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-2 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Strange takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Bob Swift. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine scores. Strange moves to second. It's 7-3, Tigers. Bob Patrick now playing right field. Schoolboy Rowe now pitching. Ewald Pyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyle strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Strange scores. Criscola moves to second. It's 7-4, Tigers. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Criscola scores. Gutteridge moves to second. It's 7-5, Tigers. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to second. Bob Patrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patrick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. lobs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Strange hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-3 in the game. Parsons takes first base on ball 4. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bertie Tebbutt's now catching. Tommy Bridges now pitching. Ewald Pyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Pyle hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth scores. It's 8-5, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCoskey strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. York takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Bob Patrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Patrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Patrick reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. York goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.